Welcome to the Home Based Travel Agent Show. This show is brought to you by Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero. And this is the September 29th, 2014 edition of the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And this is show number 347. This is a show for the travel professional or anyone interested in learning more about the travel business. In fact, our goal here is to bring you valuable information that you can use to build your travel business in one way or another. And that is our sole goal. And as a part of that, I want to let you know that we take no compensation for having guests on our show or recommending their products. Our guests are invited here because Laureen and I believe they offer something of value for you. And the Home Based Travel Agent Show is a proud affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. You can find our website at www.hometravelagent.net, or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home Based Travel Agent Show. Well, welcome once again to the fall edition, the September edition of the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And I hope you all are having a great year, a great fall. In fact, this show is talking about making 2015 an even greater year for your business. So with that, what I want to do, because we go a little bit long here, I want to jump right into the show. So here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the guest portion of the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And we're back again for another show this month. Not actually sure what month. Well, I guess it's September we're publishing this show. And Laureen's with us, and we haven't seen or heard from Laureen in a while. And now she pops up in her backyard, you know, kind of like a groundhog out there. And literally, she's sitting in her back, not her backyard, somebody else's backyard, in fact. Anyhow, I'll let Laureen explain that one. But anyhow, we're here with a great show today. We have a couple of guests on, which I'll leave it up to Laureen to introduce our guests from somebody else's backyard. Anyhow, Laureen, how are you?
I am good. Thank you. Barry, it's good to be back on the show. It's fall here in Sonoma County, and as you and I were talking before we brought our guest on to do this, we were mentioning that it's actually warmer where you are than where I am.
It is.
So for a change, you can go, ha, 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 I have better weather than you do.
Yeah. So what's this deal with you in the backyard, somebody else's backyard?
The reason I'm in someone's backyard is because to do our podcast, we are dependent on internet, and I have willingly handed over my laptop to somebody for the weekend to be able to do some upgrading for me. I'm having a new hard drive put in, and I also gave him my time capsule. If anybody knows what a time capsule is, who's a Mac person, I guess PC people can use it too, it is a way to back up your computer, but it is also my router. So that meant when I handed it over to him this morning, I said, I'm going to have no internet connection, right? He goes, no, just check your email on your phone. And I went, I have a podcast to do today. So my neighbor, love where I live. I walked over to his back door, knocked on it, and I said, can I sit on your back bench and be on your internet for a little while? He goes, here's my passcode, help yourself. So
nice.
Yeah, you know, it's the love thy neighbor thing. So
so you're right underneath the final approach to Sonoma County Airport, so just in case you hear an airplane go over, folks, that's why.
I don't get to close the office window this time. Yeah. I'm sitting at a bench in his backyard next to a redwood tree. So
nice.
But anyway, way off topic. I would like to introduce our guest. She is a woman that I call my friend. I think I have the honor of calling her that because I do. Her name is Kelly Bergman. She is the VP of Oasis Agent and an awesome person. Oasis is part of NACTA. They're one of our suppliers, and they are also my host agent. And I know that we try from time to time to have host agents come onto our podcast because we would like people to get different points of view of what other host agents have to offer them. And Kelly reminded us, she thinks she was on, 4 or 5 years ago, which I can't believe it's been that long, although I can believe it's been that long. And we are honored to have her back. And she also has one of her coworkers on. So she's going to make it the Kelly and Lisa's show. So, Kelly, I am going to hand all the technology over to you right now. And I am going to let you run with it. Thank you, Kelly, for being on the show.
You bet. Hi, Laureen. Hey, Barry. So, yes, you are a good friend of mine. And Laureen's also my helper when we have shows and technical computer things and at meetings, she comes to the rescue. So, hi everyone. I also want to introduce Lisa Barron. We're going to call this the Lisa and Kelly Show today. Lisa's our Director of Marketing here at Oasis, and so I'll probably do most of the talking, but I know I'm going to probably forget a few things that I want to mention, and so Lisa will pop in and go, hey, don't forget about this, or don't forget about that. Because she is she's our marketing guru. And that is kind of the topic today is not so much just about Oasis, because that could get boring, but what I want to talk about is planning your business for 2015. And, you know, Laureen and I were just talking before we started the podcast. We can't believe it's, September 26th today? 4 more days, and then it's October. And, of course, every year this happens, and then all of a sudden it's the holidays, and then, boom, the New Year's here. So I think it's a really, really good time in the travel industry to start planning for the next year. And in this case, it's 2015. Wave season isn't upon us yet. It hasn't gotten too crazy, hopefully. Some people might be, but usually this is kind of a slow time of year. So it's the perfect time to sit down, analyze your business, and if you're happy with it, then you know what? You don't even have to listen to this podcast. But if you want to make more money, if you think there's things you want to do in your business and you want to earn more commission and you want to acquire more clients perhaps or just take your business to the next level, then this is the perfect time to sit down and start planning. Okay, so ask your question, are you making enough money? Are you earning what you want to earn? And because that's why we're in business. I mean, we love the travel industry, but it's also nice to earn money from it. And if your answer is, well, no, I think I'd like to make some more money, then you know what? Look at what you did last year. How much did you bring in last year? And add maybe 10 or 20% and make that your goal for next year. Because it's really, and you've been told this before by many people, if you set a goal, you are more likely to hit that goal than if you just kind of leave it out there and never land. And so write it down on a piece of paper, maybe put it under your computer or something, and then at the end of next year, pull it out and see if you hit your goal. Okay? So anyhow, if you are interested in taking your business to the next level and earning more money, I'm going to talk about 5 different ways that I think you could help or make that happen. So let's first of all talk about, very simply, this is not rocket science, if you want to make more money, you want more clients and more referrals, right? I mean, that sounds pretty simple, but it sounds simple, but there's a lot involved with getting more clients and getting referrals from those clients. So a big one, of course, is networking. And we'll talk about social media in a moment because that is a form of networking, but actual networking, getting out and about. I know Laureen, you know, if any of you are friends of Laureen's on Facebook, like she is always out doing something with somebody and people and groups, and that is the perfect way to get people to know you. And, of course, then the subject can come around to travel, and you can mention that that's what you do. And so get out there. Join your Chamber of Commerce. They have networking groups. Join a club that maybe you love chess or something. Join a chess club or volunteer at the local no-kill animal shelter. There's a great organization called BNI, BNI.com. It's Business Networking International. If you're not familiar with that, go on their website. They have chapters all over the United States, well, all over the world, actually. And you can join, and if you, it's, they meet every week, they have a networking meeting every week, and they give each other referrals. And you could, they only have one profession per meeting. So if you join as a travel agent, you are the only travel consultant. And there's plumbers and mortgage people and real estate people, and so that can be beneficial. That's just one little idea for you. So networking is important. Staying in touch with your clients is very, very important. And I find, you know, here at Oasis, we have a little less than 600 agents all over the country. And I think one of the things that many of our agents lack and don't do enough of, because they get busy, and I understand that, is staying in touch with their clients. And you have to do that, and you have to be consistent about it. You can't just, you know, every couple of months say, hey, how are you? Shoot them an email or something like that. You really have to stay in touch all the time. Because let me tell you something, guys, Expedia stays in touch all the time. If they're Travelzoo, I signed up for Travelzoo just for fun. I get emails from them all the time. So your competitors are staying in touch with your clients all the time, and you need to do the same thing. And a couple of ways to do that is emails, okay? We have a program here at Oasis that is, it's a marketing system. It's through Signature Travel Network, which we are a member of, and it sends out emails every week to your clients. And Lisa, just real quick, because you're better at this than I am, explain those emails and how they are specific to, you know what I mean?
Gotcha, yes. Well, it's really all about targeted marketing, and you want to be sure that you are sending your clients offers that they are truly interested in, because you certainly don't want to be spamming your clients every week with garbage, so to speak, that really does not interest them. So we have an email marketing program where we partner with Signature Travel Network, and based on your clients that are entered in client base, you have to just set their marketing preferences, their interests, and then opt into Signature's email marketing program, and they create and execute weekly email campaigns on your behalf. So all you have to do is just make sure your clients are coded, opt in for that particular campaign each week. If you don't want to participate that week, you can opt out. But then Signature will go ahead and send these out to your clients. And you're going to look like a real professional, because let me tell you, they create these beautiful pieces. And they blast them out to your clients based on their preferences. So, like I said, they create and execute on your behalf. It's all branded with your logo, your contact information. So, ideally, your clients are going to receive these offers. They're going to click, and they're going to open them, and then they're going to contact you for more information or to book. In addition to the e-marketing program, there's also the print marketing and direct mail program, where you can actually send out your clients these beautiful marketing publications. They're like brochures. We've got this one piece in particular, Ultimate Experiences, which is a beautiful coffee table book. And you can send these out to your clients. Very, very, very little cost to you. All you have to do is pay for the postage and the mailing. And that's just another way for you to stay in touch with your clients. You can send these to them quarterly, you know, as often as you want. These are, we actually communicate all the publications to you. We give you the list coding deadlines, and it's just up to you to code your clients, and then Signature will mail them on your behalf. There's also supplier.
We have free ones, right, too? There's some free print ones that go out for free.
Yeah, that's the direct mail that I was just about to talk about. So you've got the print, the publications, which are the brochure magazines. And then you've got the supplier direct mail pieces, where on a weekly basis suppliers will send out these trifold mailings, and they sponsor everything. They pay for the pieces and the mailing. So based on the clients that you have already in client base, so they'll look at the res cards and they'll look at the travel history, and the suppliers will actually mail these to your clients branded with your identity. Again, it's all based on marketing and branding you, and with your call to action, and this is sent out on a weekly basis. So you've got the email marketing, you've got the publications, and you've got the supplier direct mail pieces.
Yeah. So it's a pretty sophisticated system, and one that you could probably do something on your own. You could use different types of email programs, Constant Contact, others out there. But, you know, it's very time-consuming to create those emails and create different ones that go to different clients that are interested in different things. So, and one of the things I'm sure for those of you listening, yeah, you get busy. I mean, if you're starting out your travel business, maybe you're not so busy now, but you will be, and you won't have time to market, and that is the first thing that falls by the wayside. So it's really important to have a marketing system in place that's automatic, that just kind of happens without you having to think about it. And that's one of the things I love about our marketing here at Oasis, is it's automatic and it just happens. So make sure that you stay in touch with your clients, emails, print every now and then, send out happy birthday cards, remind them when their passport's going to expire. We actually have another program here at Oasis called TouchBase. It's a trans client base program that will reach into client base and find out what clients' passports are getting ready to expire, and will send an email from you to your client reminding them to get their passport updated. And it'll say happy birthday, and there's all kinds of other bon voyage, welcome home, that type of thing. So those are other ways. I'm just trying to give you other ways to stay in touch with your clients, because that's what you have to do. Another fun thing, if a client of yours has booked a cruise and maybe it's 6 months out, maybe once a month you want to send them a port report, okay, on the different ports that they'll be visiting. So if they're doing the Mediterranean, 1 month you might send them Barcelona, another month you might send them Nice, another month, you know, you get the idea. That's another way to stay in touch. Say, hey, I'm not forgetting about you. Also, city reports. Maybe they're not taking a cruise, maybe they're taking a land vacation. You can do the same thing with destination reports. And we have all that available to our Oasis agents in our system. They can, in fact, it kind of partners with Signet, partners with Travel 42, which includes Wiseman reports, hotel reviews, that type of thing. And that's, you can pull that information from our system and very easily email it out to your client. You can also send it to your client's smartphone. There's an app that all of our agents have access to, and they give it to their clients, and the clients can download any destination they want on their smartphone once they've loaded this app. So again, a way to stay in touch with your client. And then, of course, there is social media. Can't forget about social media. It's very important, I think. I think I heard a quote, it's not a matter if you're in social media, it's a matter of when you're going to be in social media, if you aren't already, because it's something you really need to do, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest. I did a webinar last week and I took a poll, and I think it was like 87% of the agents listening were on Facebook. A few of them were on Twitter. Nobody was on Pinterest, which I thought was interesting. But Facebook is definitely the social media of choice. So if you haven't started on that already, that's probably something you want to think about. And we have training for that at Oasis. We've got Sophie Bujold that does some webinars for Signature that you can listen in on. We have a Let's Get Social training series for 2014. So every month we've been having either Catherine Heek or Margie Jordan give us a lesson on one thing or another, Facebook, Google, Twitter. And you can actually go to oasisagent.com and click on webinars, the tab webinars, and all of these have been recorded, so you can go and listen to those. And you'll learn a lot. They've really been good. We've had excellent turnout, and the information is invaluable. So those are ways to stay in touch, and I think, you know, important. But the main thing to remember is always keep in touch with your clients. You know, don't let a month go by. You need to be doing it, if not every week, a couple times a month for sure. Okay, that was the
one
first thing.
Can I just add one thing? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I just want to add one more thing about staying in touch. When I was talking about the print marketing direct mail program, along with that, you can order wall calendars that's all branded with your identity, your logo, your contact information. These are free. We don't even charge for postage and mailing. So if you're part of the program, you want to be sure that you're sending these out to your clients. If you're not part of the program, all you have to do is contact me and I can help enroll you in the program. But, you know, what better way than to send your clients a yearly calendar? And they're sure to think about you every month.
Yep, good idea. I forgot about that one. Okay, so another thing, if you want to earn more money in 2015, is to give more value to your clients. Okay, like, you know, we talked about before, they've got all this internet stuff, they go on their computer, they get lost in never internet land, and they're seeing all these offers, it's crazy, and that's why they have you, so that you can figure all that out for them. But if you add more value, give more value to your clients, they'll keep coming back and they'll refer you. And for instance, let me give you some examples. Onboard credit, okay? On when you're booking cruises. That can close the deal right there if you can offer them $100 onboard credit, or if you can offer them a free shore excursion or a private car and driver shore excursion like some of our luxury lines offer. So through Signature, we have all these groups that are blocked that offer onboard credit or a private car and driver shore excursion, that type of thing. So, and using our group inventory, we have thousands of groups that are booked on all the major cruise lines, and literally, I mean thousands for 2014, the rest of 14, 15, 16. And by booking into those groups, many times you can get a price advantage and maybe also some onboard credit that can really help you close the deal. So that's kind of hard to do on your own. You need to belong to partner up with a bigger company like us to have access to those kind of rates and value adds. We also have a hotel program that gives your clients like free breakfast, spa credits, a welcome bottle of wine, early check-in if it's available, late check-out, that type of thing. So you definitely want to, that would be something if you joined our program you'd want to take a look at, because that can make the deal right there too. So they might find the same price on the internet, but you can give them breakfast. And in Europe, sometimes that can be like $50 a person. So more value to your clients. They're going to thank you for it, and they are going to recommend you to their friends and their family. Okay, a third thing that I think is very important to help you make more money in 15 is client communication. And why do I say that? Because people now with the internet are so impatient. You have to have a way to communicate with clients very quickly. And you have to find a way to research information they want very quickly, because you know what they're doing. They're on that internet. They're typing and typing and finding all this strange information. So you want to make sure that you have tools that help you research the information very fast and communicate it to them even faster. And at Oasis, we have some really wonderful tools that can help you do that. And I'm not going to go into those, but you can always call us and we can talk more about that. But that's really important. Clients don't want to hear from you the next day. They want you to get back to them within the hour. And if you can do that, that can really, really help boost your business, I think. The fourth thing is a really easy way. This is a very easy way to increase your income in 2015, and that's to get higher commissions. So if you're sitting at 11% maybe, or 12% with, let's say, I don't know, Royal Caribbean or Carnival or one of the cruise lines, by partnering with a company like ours, like Oasis, you can automatically earn 16%, okay? 17%. Some of our, one of our river cruise lines pays up to 34% on block space that we have with them. So that is a very, you got to crunch the numbers, but, you know, if you're only earning 10, 11, 12%, you really should think about partnering and earning those higher commissions. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, the fifth thing that's also very easy that will help you make more money is keeping more of that commission. So these two kind of go hand in hand. So you might be thinking, well, yeah, I might make 16%, but if I'm giving away 30% of that, it doesn't matter, which is true. It doesn't. So you've got to look at how much commission you're making, and if you partner with someone, how much are you going to give away? And so at Oasis, we have a very cool fee schedule, I like to call it, and that's on preferred suppliers. We give our agents 100% of the commission minus a processing fee. And it's a small, that processing fee usually works out to be somewhere between 1 and 8%. So you get 92%, we keep 8%. Or you get 95%, we keep 5%. It's a fee schedule that's based on how much commission you make. So I'll give you an example. If you earn a $500 commission, we would keep $29. You would get $471. So that is another way, and you're earning, say, 16% from Princess Cruises, for instance. So you've got a larger commission, and we take less of it. So that's another really, really easy and quick way to put more money in your pocket for 2015. So think about that. Crunch the numbers, see if that's of interest, and you can always get in touch with Lisa or I and talk about that. Okay, another thing I want to talk about as far as planning your 2015 is training. And, you know, it doesn't hurt. I think it gives you an advantage to be a specialist in some either destination or in a certain type of travel, okay? And some of you listening may have already done that. But for those of you who haven't, I think this is a very, very good way to increase clients and therefore increase your income for 2015. So sit down, take a few minutes, think about what type of travel you'd like to specialize in or what destination, and then start to get training. So for instance, if you love Hawaii and you want to become, you've maybe been there once or twice, but you really want to become a Hawaii specialist, you know, the Hawaii Visitors Bureau has a wonderful program to help you do that. I know that NACTA's convention in 2015 will be in Hawaii, so that would be an opportunity. But, you know, start planning it out now. Find different FAM trips that are going there or conventions like NACTA, and put it on your calendar and budget for it, because this is really important to help grow your business. It, maybe it's the Caribbean. Maybe, you know, it's maybe it's parts of Europe or who knows, whatever is a passion for you. But you need to start planning it now. And you need to set a budget and know how much you have to spend on these type of training opportunities, because there's nothing like going to a destination and seeing it for yourself. When you come back, you know you'll just be able to sell it so much better than if you could just read about it. And I know all of you believe that. One thing we have at Oasis is we offer a couple FAM trips a year on different cruises and destinations. And then, of course, we feed into Signature Travel Networks, what we call educational opportunities. And they have an entire list of different types of FAM trips or educational opportunities, if you will, that you can take through our consortium Signature Travel Network. And in fact, I'm signing in right now because I just want to read you, hold on a second, I should have done this before and been signed into Signet, but let me go to training, educational, yeah, they call them educationals. So let's see, we have Holland America, six-night Mexican Riviera, we have a Holland America Eastern Caribbean, AMA Waterways, and then we have an Iberostar Playa Mita, FAM, a G Adventures, Tourism Ireland. So just to give you an idea of all the different things that are available for you. And then, of course, NACTA has their wonderful FAM trips that you can take advantage of. And there's lots of stuff out there. The big thing is to plan it and budget for it. Or you also might be interested, maybe you're not necessarily interested in a specific destination, but maybe more of a type of travel, like, for instance, family travel. Maybe you want to specialize in that. So that could be many destinations, but it's specifically for families. Or celebration travel, where, you know, grandpas and grandma are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. Okay, or your sister's turning 50 and you want to take a girl, you know, that type of thing. That's becoming really, really big. And I don't see that many agents out there that are kind of promoting that. I think that is a great little niche, if you will. Or river cruising, that could be another one. Maybe you just want to, you know, specialize in river cruises that go all over the world. So that's another. We offer training, of course, in all of those. And what's very cool is we have what we call microsites that address, that you can put, integrate with your website, that address these specific types of travel. So when a client goes to your website, they will see right there, maybe you'll put a tab that says celebration travel, and they click on that. And there's a whole page that's already designed for you, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, that talks about celebration travel and what you can do for your client when it comes to that type of travel. Okay? So, you know, something to think about. Specialize. Do some type of specialization. I think that's becoming more and more important. And then, of course, you know, webinar training is great, and there are hundreds and hundreds of webinars that you can take advantage of. And we have video, on-demand video training as well. But there's nothing like in-person going to a conference type of training. It's invigorating. It gets you excited. It's a great chance to network with other agents. Ours is coming up. Our conference is coming up in November in Las Vegas. We have a day and a half of Oasis agents only, and then we piggyback on top of Signature Travel Network's 2.5-day conference and trade show. So it's like 5 days of just learning, roundtables, breakout sessions, dinners, luncheons, networking. It's really fun. And I love the fact that we have it in November because what happens is you go to these meetings, you meet people, you hear information, and you get so pumped up and so excited about the year to come. And it kind of gives you that extra little push, you know, to get to start out the new year and set those plans and set those goals and accomplish those type of things. So that is probably my little spiel and a few ideas for 2015. And I'll just say, Lisa, did you want to add anything that I forgot?
I believe you've covered everything. Very, very, very thorough and very informative.
Thank you. I mean, there's, you know, tons of ideas. We could sit here. I'm a marketing gal. I love, love, love marketing. And I think if you're not marketing, you're not in business. And I could sit here for hours and talk about it. But I know that Lorene and Barry don't want me to do that. So,
well, we could listen to you. I could listen to you for hours and hours. But, you know, you covered the basics. And like you said, there's so much. I mean, we could have a one-hour webinar that just talks about
the, you know, one aspect of marketing. So there's just so much, and
right.
it's just important that you just, you know, you don't get overwhelmed, and, you know, you keep it simple and start with the basics, and then, you know, go from there. And I think you did a very good job of highlighting the basics, the most important.
Yeah, and, you know, that's, you bring up an important point, Lisa, and I kind of said it earlier, but don't get overwhelmed by marketing, because it can be overwhelming. It's really not that difficult. In fact, I give a webinar on the three phases of marketing. It's called the Oasis, the Marketing Machine. But you can break it down into three phases. But don't get overwhelmed and break it down. But the other thing is, get a system. You have to have a system. And we offer a fabulous system. But whether you go with us or not, you have to have a system, otherwise it'll never get done. So that's my last word. And you know what? Make 2015 the best year ever.
Absolutely. And Kelly, your passion and your sincerity absolutely comes through. So
thank
hopefully
you.
People will be able to meet Kelly in person. She is absolutely what she's portraying right here on our podcast. She's very real, very open. I know, Barry, you've not had the opportunity to meet her directly, but are you getting the sense that she's an upfront and honest person?
Oh yeah. And in addition, I want to hear more about marketing, but you know, maybe for a future show soon.
Right, there we go. Yeah. Lisa and I'll just talk about marketing.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you brought up some very key and important highlights in detail. No, you were awesome. Thank you. The only thing that I noticed that you didn't bring up, and I think we'll bring this up as we're wrapping this up, is how to get more information about Oasis, like your website. Do you have a Facebook page, or is that a closed group? How would people get a hold of you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, good question. Thanks, Lorraine, for asking. Okay. So, of course, you can go to our website, which is oasisagent.com. So don't go to oasis.com, because that won't be up. It's oasisagent.com. And then when you go to Facebook, same thing. Just type in the search box, Oasis Agent, and that you'll come right up to our Facebook page. And we do have a Facebook group, but it's only for Oasis members. And that is a fun group, because you can ask questions and get answers, and, you know, it's pretty lively. But Oasis Agent on Facebook, oasisagent.com is our website, and our 800 number, our toll-free, is 800-613-8380. That's 800-613-8380. And Lisa's extension is 5135, and my extension is 5120, if you want to talk to either of us. If you want to talk about marketing, Lisa's the gal to call, for sure.
Yes, I can definitely help you get set up with a website, and get set up with the e-marketing and the print marketing, and just, you know, talk to you about our programs more in detail. So feel free to reach out to me anytime. I'm just a phone call or email away.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. Barry, did you have any questions? Because my mind is saying, wow, Kelly did an awesome job. I'm sitting here speechless. But
in your backyard, backyard.
Not her backyard.
That's right.
Somebody else's. Quick question. For mm-hmm. people that are interested in becoming a travel agent, do you have any minimum requirements to become an Oasis agent?
We do. We actually don't take brand newbies. In fact, I talked to a gal today, and I mentioned that we recommend the Travel Institute and to take their course on how to be a travel agent. They do a really good job. And then once you've completed that, give us a call, and we can set you up. And we also have a mentoring program, which I find we partner a new agent, a newer agent, with an experienced agent. And they have, like, unlimited email access to that agent. And they also can set up weekly phone meetings to talk to that more experienced agent and get feedback and help and that type of thing. But we do require that they have some sort of training before we can enroll them in our program.
Okay, great. Yeah, I asked that because occasionally we have people that listen to the show that are interested, but just don't know quite how to go about it.
Yeah, the Travel Institute. That's a great place to start.
Okay.
You know, and I really want to give a shout out because our podcast is an affiliate member of NACTA. And we all know, anybody who knows me knows somehow I'm affiliated with NACTA. And Kelly, I don't know if you were at the meeting where this was announced. So you know how I'm the San Francisco Bay Area chapter co-director, right?
Right. Yeah.
I have just been asked and accepted the position to be the West Coast regional director because
Ooh, nice.
I can't possibly wear enough hats in my life or have a free moment.
It's that ADD going on, Lorene, that ADD thing.
Absolutely. I freely admit that I was a problem child in school. I had a little too much energy, and even as an adult, maybe just a little too much energy. But at least I try to divert it to be in a positive way instead of, you know, bad behaviors the way I used to have. But NACTA has its national convention October 30th through November 3rd. And then that is back-to-back with your convention, which is totally awesome. I went to it last year, and I am looking forward to going to it this year. That your convention is very informational and just powerfully packed full of how to be able to best bring your business together, teaching the people the marketing things that you have to offer, which is so needed in this day and age. And I absolutely agree with you when you're talking about, you know, you need to reach out to your clients. Don't just assume they're going to call you. You know, it's much easier to find the gnome than to find their own travel agent that you've been for the last several years. And that it is also back-to-back also in a very short, timely manner with the Signature Travel Convention. So, all these tools that are together, and Kelly will be there. Lisa, will you be there? I'm assuming you'll be there.
Yes, I will. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, so you know, Lorene, you just mentioned a really good thing. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Lisa.
I just have to say that, you know, I've been to, you know, many conventions before, but this is the most powerful and insightful conference I have ever attended. So if you can make it, we would love to have you there. Kelly, do you agree? This is probably the most insightful and powerful conference ever.
Yeah, it's great. Of course, you have to be an Oasis member to go, but
absolutely.
So join before, at least join before this year's, or maybe we'll catch it next year. But Lorene said something very important, and people, I think, forget this, that it's your job, it's the agent travel consultant's job to stay in touch with your client. It is not your client's responsibility to remember who you are. Okay, so it is the agent's responsibility to keep reminding clients who they are and what they do. So if you kind of remember that, if you keep that in the back of your mind, then I think that will spur you on to keep reaching out and touching those clients, you know. Good point, Lorene.
Absolutely, and that's why this is called work.
Yeah. Work. Mm-hmm. But it's fun work. It's so fun. I love this business. I'm not even going to tell you how long I've been in this business, but I love this business. It's just the best.
And it's not work if you're doing something you love.
Exactly.
Right.
And if we didn't love it and didn't weren't passionate about it, you know what? We would probably have a hourly paid job. Nah.
Right.
We need to do what we love. So, Barry.
It's a very glamorous career.
Barry, how do our listeners reach you?
Well, they can reach me at barry@hometravelagent.net. That's my email address. And on Facebook, the Home Based Travel Agent Show Facebook page is facebook.com/HBTAS. And Laureen, when you're not in somebody else's backyard, how do people get a hold of you?
When I normally have ample internet connection, I can be reached at my email address is sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongued@mac.com. I can be reached two ways on Facebook. One is my business page, which is Sharp Tongue Consulting for Facebook. And then there's always my ever entertaining one that's Laureen R. And honestly, I have gotten business and clients through Facebook because I love taking photos. And as Kelly knows, and I think sometimes the photos come out pretty nice and give a pretty good feel for how things are. And I've gotten clients going, I want to go there. Please make it so. And I love doing that because I love for people to see how things can be. And they're real. They're not stage photos. They're not photo stock face, you know, fake photos. They're taken by little old me and experiences, and people realize that that's a true thing and they want to go. And that's what this is about. It's about making it fun. So, Kelly, one more time, web address and phone number for Oasis Agent.
Okay. www.oasisagent.com. And the phone is 800-613-8380. There you go.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Kelly. It was great to have you again. We have to make sure it's not another 4 years before we have you back on the show.
Yes. Thanks, you guys. Barry and Laureen, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Happy weekend.
Thanks.
Okay, Lisa and Kelly, great to have you on our show. I want to thank you once again for being our guests. And we hope to have you back again. You have a tremendous amount of information, more than we could possibly do in an hour show. So once again, if you have any comments or questions about the show, you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And we love to hear your comments and questions come through. So please let us know. And if you have an opportunity to be a guest on the show, or you know of someone that wants to be a guest on the show, let me know at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. So with that, I want to wish everyone a great October coming up here in a couple of days. And safe travels, stay healthy, everyone, and we'll see you next month.